Blog Talk Radio.
PSN Live, this is Angel. You guys are on the air with Angel today. Prophet is always busy, always running around and doing the will of the Father. He's on TV today. And do you guys know he didn't even tell me what station or anything? This man is just on TV today. So we want to thank God anyway for what he's doing in Prophet's life, what he's doing in all of our lives, and just the whole connection that we all have together. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing God is doing for his people in this season. Today we're just going to give our testimonies, our prayer requests, and things of that nature. I do have to go to school, but I'm going to make sure this show is off and running and we're able to partake in what God is doing for us today. Okay, so we're going to take our testimonies. We're going to have a prayer request. So I need my callers. My callers, like, I need y'all to be interactive. Y'all be so interactive with Prophet, so I need y'all to be interactive with me today, okay? We're going to just talk about some things today, like what's on your heart. I just want to know, like, what's on your heart. We're just going to spill over and pour out what's on your heart. And the calls can be anonymous. You don't even have to say your name, but that's going to be one of our subject topics or our title for today. It's just what's on your heart. And then I want to know what keeps you brand new. I was just listening to the song myself, and after listening to it so many times myself and singing it so many times, I started to ask myself questions or what could be going through the mind of others. So I want to know, like, what keeps you brand new? What will keep you brand new? So we're going to be interactive today, all right? So right now we're going to take some testimonies. I have a couple of callers on the line. So, like I said, I need y'all to be interactive today. Share with me, okay? If you want to go first, you can just press the button. I think you can press the star or the pound button, and I'll know that you want to speak, okay? Other than that, I'm just going to randomly pick, all right? So I need some testimony, okay? Caller 313-739. You're hot. Your mic is hot. Hello?
Yes. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Who's this?
This is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You always get me. Have you been able to listen to Prophet yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't heard him yet?
No, not yet. But it's cool.
God.
It's cool.
You always get me, man. You about to become my co-host.
Hey, it's all right.
He's not here today. He's on TV somewhere. He had to minister on television today, so we just thank God for that opportunity. But if you have any testimonies or anything you want to share, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, a couple things that I would like to share. One is, when I first called, you had asked me a question, you know, how did I hear about it and what made me call? And I told half the reason or why I called. And
okay.
One reason, like, you know, I said, you know, somebody gave me the information and told me to call. Well, actually, I was at work when I was given the information.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady had asked me a question. And she was like, hey, she like, you know, I told her about something, and she said, you know, so are you a prophet? And I'm like, well, no, you know, I'm not, or anything, you know, I'm not. And she was like, you sure? I'm like, I'm positive, I just got saved, and I've just been working, you know, in the Lord, and that's it. And
mm-hmm.
She was like, well, I think you should call, you know, she like, you know, I think you should call this number, and, you know, ask, you know, the prophet, you know, just talk to him. And I was like, well, okay. And I was like, well, I'll call, but, you know, I just never called. So
okay. When
I called and spoke to you, you had asked, and I was like, well, you know, I just called, you know, just to see what's going on. However, you know, in my mind, it was like, okay, you know, I called to, you know, ask this question. However, you know, I didn't ask it, but what you had played that day was he was actually speaking on the prophet. And I was like, wow, you know, look at God. Like, you know, I actually called to get this, you know, to ask this question. I didn't ask it. However, the sermon that you played was, you know, talking about the prophet. And I was like, okay, so I was just being, you know, just, you know, praying, just asking God, you know, what am I, you know, what am I, you know, what is my specific call and purpose? And so, you know, that's just been my prayer so far. But, you know, just to know that, you know, even without me asking, God still, you know, made himself known.
Right. He still reveals and uses us, even though we don't even be aware or ask him or acknowledge him in that situation. He's still there for us. That's great.
Right.
That's awesome. So we're going to be praying for just revelation and guidance in your call and in your purpose, okay?
Okay.
And then I want you to either, you know, like get on the Facebook page, message Prophet, so he'll know you there and things of that nature. I believe I mentioned to him, and he probably heard the last show because they're archived. But, you know, get on Facebook and just message him and let him know who you are. And are you a friend on the page yet?
No, I'm not.
Why not? Get on there. It's awesome. It's awesome. So you got to get on there, Patrick, okay?
Okay.
Are you on Facebook at all?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Okay, well, friend me, too, okay? Angelique
all
D.
Right.
Shakespeare Williams, all right?
Angelique D. Shakespeare?
Williams, yep.
Okay.
All right, Patrick. So stay on the air and everything. Stay on the show and listen in because we're going to have some heart-to-hearts and stuff coming up and just let everybody share, like, what's on their heart spiritually and, you know, what God is speaking in their lives and things of that nature, okay?
All right.
I love you, bro.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, we're going to our next caller. We want to thank God for Patrick, and he's here with us again. What is this? Area code 864. You are hot. Your mic is hot. Who's with us today?
Hi. I'm just asking for prayer today. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I have bronchitis, and it's been really hard to sleep because you can't breathe. You feel like you're I feel like I'm choking, so I'm just asking for prayer.
Okay. What's your name, if you don't mind?
Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Aiken? Aiken?
Uh-huh, Aiken.
Hi.
Hi, Angelique.
How you doing?
Hello, I'll be doing better.
Besides that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we will be praying for you, okay, sis?
Thank you so much.
I'll make sure that gets on the list today. But stay live with us, all right, so we can talk some more about the other topics that are coming up, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller, you are hot. It's Testimony Tuesday, guys, so I need your testimonies. I need your prayer requests, all right? And they don't have to be your testimonies. They can be somebody else's. So 504, your mic is hot. Hello? Hello, 504? Nothing? No testimonies, no prayer requests? All right, thank you. Caller 224, your mic is hot. Hello?
Good morning, Angel. This is Maginice.
Hey, sis, what's up?
Nothing much. I was just calling in. I didn't press one, but hello, everybody.
It's okay.
I do want to give a testimony because I just got off the phone with one of my sisters in Christ who was a member of my church.
Okay.
And Sunday, she was in a car accident
Wow.
on her way to work. And she said that someone rear-ended her from behind. And
yeah.
She was the passenger. She did not have on a seatbelt. And long story short is they said the guy that hit them from the back had to be doing like 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
So the car is completely totaled. She
right.
said it was smashed out, and the impact was so bad that glass flew, all the windows in the car broke out.
Wow.
And she said, Maginice, I do not have a scratch on my body.
Hallelujah.
There is no glass anywhere, no cuts anywhere. And she is in a little pain, but all she just kept saying is, but God.
Yes.
But God. 'Cause she said the driver threw her arm out to, like, protect her from going through the windshield. And I said, with an impact like that, there is no way that she even has the strength to hold you back.
Exactly.
She said, I know that was She said that was nobody but God. The guy tried to run. They caught him.
Wow.
So it was just like God is a protector. And when we are in alignment with his will and when we,
yes.
That's why we have to stay prayed up.
Yes.
I thank God today for that because that is just an example of his divine protection.
Yes, truly.
So that's my testimony today.
Amen. It reminds me of a testimony I had of some of the a young girl that I ministered to on Sundays with a youth group at another church, and her and her friends were in a car accident. Car was full to the T, and somebody ran a light and hit them. And had it just been like an inch or two closer, if that car would have came like through her door, like it
wow.
hit the back right wheel. So had it been just an inch closer, it would have hit her. And nobody was hurt at all. And AAA came and everything. They got a rental car, and they're still on their way. I think they were going to visit a college. And then it started snowing real bad, and then they end up in a ditch. And all they could do was praise God the whole time. Like, nobody got mad. Nobody got frustrated. They was just praising God that they were okay, and it was something about this ditch, she said, that they couldn't go any further down the way they hit the ditch. They were just stuck, but they could. If they would have went, like, an inch or two more, they would have went, like, over the ditch into something else,
wow.
like water. So it was just an awesome, awesome testimony from this young girl that, you know, God is keeping us in some crazy situations. He's keeping us. Though the situation happens, he still keeps us. And some things are just
yeah.
for his glory. So we just thank God. We just thank God for his protection.
Yeah.
And it's so divine, and it's always on time. So thank you, Maginese.
You are welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, sis. I will be seeing you sooner or later. I got to get
yes.
back down. I miss you guys.
Oh, we miss you too.
Okay. I didn't know you went to Uncle Steve's church. I get so
yeah.
tongue-tied because I'm supposed to call him Apostle. I didn't know you went there. That's awesome.
Oh, yep. That's my pastor.
Amen.
Praise Tabernacle Deliverance Center, 9511 South Commercial, Chicago,
yes,
Illinois.
Yes.
That's my shameless plug, Apostle Steve Jones.
I give that commercial. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, that's powerful, powerful anointing over there. I love it every time I go. So I will be seeing you soon, okay?
All right, then. Take care.
Okay, love you, sis.
Love you, sis.
Okay. All right, everybody. It's still Testimony Tuesday. So if you have any prayer requests or testimonies, please send them in. All right, we're going to get to the prayers in just a moment. We may have a guest coming in to talk about his event. He's a friend of mine, and the event is May 11th here in Detroit, and I just want to give him a chance to talk about it, and because it's dealing with some things that we need to be aware of and things that we need to be ministering to our young people. And not just our young people, but everyone. It's called the protest, and we're talking about killing idols for revival. And it's so awesome because the ticket is like a book about killing idols, and you get the ticket, but it's a book, and that's your entrance ticket is the book. So it's so awesome. I think it's $15, and they have other prices for like group rates and things of that nature because they're expecting a lot of youth and youth groups to come. So it's going to be awesome. So we're going to try to get Sosa on the line so he can talk about that today with us. But right now, I'm going to play For Your Glory by J. Brian Johnson. He will be at the event, the protest. So I just want to show him off because he's my brother and I love him. I'm actually on this song with him. So listen in and we'll be right back.
I was made for your glory, Lord. I realized my purpose. read your word, I'm looking for me. Put me now, Lord, if I'm not planting a seed or water in the tree. I want to bear fruit, I don't want you to curse me. I was made of your glory, let the people see that it's not about me. Them eating off the tree, made in your image, but we cover up with leaves. All for a false notice in exchange for your glory. Thank you for your word and another chance. I'm so glad I've heard of your recompense as I write the song on the paper with my pen. I'm reminded of your love again. Your own sweet God sent Son my life, ensure His blood's my defense. I'm just this made of your word.
Enjoyed that song. If you liked it, you can look J. Brian Johnson up on Facebook, and I'm sure he has a website, and I just don't have it on me right now. But J. Brian Johnson, he's on Facebook, and I'm sure he'll have a link to all his music, and I'm sure it'll be available at the concert as well. I had so much fun doing that song with him and did a couple of more with him. He's just a great inspiration to our youth and just this time and this season and this era in our lives. Well, if we have any new callers, just press in your pound or star button, and we'll get your testimonies and your prayer requests, okay? Let's liven up this show a little bit, and we'll pray after we talk about this. What's on your heart? You can talk about it anonymously, just any questions, anything that you want to talk about in regards to your spiritual life, your spiritual walk, and maybe the ups and the downs of it. Just anything that's on your heart. If you want to have a comment or anything, or just spur up the conversation, go right ahead and press your, I think your pound button or your star button, and I'll know that you want to talk or chime you in, okay? So we're just talking about what's on your heart today. I'm trying to see. There's always a lot on my heart. I've just been focusing on my family and spending time with my husband and things of that nature. I still feel like I'm like 20, 25, and I'm not, but I'm not about to tell you how old I am either. You can guess. People usually guess around 25, so I just say thank you. But just been focusing on the moments in life and how we can get so caught up in things that really don't matter and miss out on the moments, miss out on the things that matter a lot and matter the most. I'm a firm believer of spending time with your family and making those moments count and being faithful to them.
being faithful to your family, being faithful to the ones that God gave you in your life, like Jesus was to his disciples, is some that we're just given to and some that are given to us like his disciples. We're born into these families. We're born into situations and things. Some of us are even adopted and into families, but we need to be faithful to those relationships, faithful to making sure, like, I love my nieces and nephews, and I want to be an inspiration to them. My brother always tells me, my daughters, they all want to be auntie when they grow up, and they all sing, they all want to sing, they are worshipers, and so young in their life, but I just think that what if I didn't have that impact on their lives? What if they never saw me worship? What if they never hung out with me? What if they never cried with me? What if they never shared their deepest and most intimate secrets with me? Because they do. And what would happen if I wasn't there in that situation? So that's what's on my heart. That's what's really playing on the strings of my heart right now. Just being in the moment, just spending time and gathering those moments and cherishing those moments and being an impact in my family's life positively and spiritually. So anybody want to chime in and just capitalize on that or run with that or anything on your heart? What's playing on your heart right now? What's playing on the strings of your heart? I want to know. So just press your star or pound button, I believe, and I'll be able to chime you in. I'll know that you want to speak. And if that is not working, then press like your one button or something. Press any button, and I'll know that you want to talk. You guys, don't leave me on here alone, okay? So I need you guys to chime in. I need you guys to press your button. I see we have callers all over the place, and nobody's wanting to talk right now. So if I pick on you, don't get mad at me because I can't talk the whole 2 hours. I have to go sing for 2 hours at school. So I need you guys' help to keep this show going, even though Prophet is not here. I know y'all miss him, and I know you'd rather have him. But right now I'm the closest thing to him. I just want to thank everybody for being on the air right now, all of our callers. I really thank you. But right now our topic is, what's on your heart? What's playing on the strings of your heart? What's going on in your life spiritually, physically, mentally? What's going on? How are you feeling about situations? Do you have any questions or anything you just want to put out there that's been on your heart, something that God revealed to you, something that he spoke to you, something that you just want to share? It could be anything. So don't feel boxed in. This is a non-judgmental zone. And we thank all of our callers and everything. So, again, press your pound or your star button. I can't remember what button it is, but press one of those buttons, and I'll be able to chime you in and know you want to talk and share with us what's in your heart, what's going on with you spiritually, what's going on with you mentally, emotionally, anything that's been revealed to you or share it with you by spirit. Just chime in and let me know you want to share. Other than that, I'm going to go to a commercial, sort of. My brother, Eldred Singletary, and I pray for him daily. Him and his best friend has opened a music school of such in Southfield, Michigan here called EPIC. It's Artist Development Music Dance Academy, ballet, contemporary dance, guitar, bass, piano, drums, Zumba, salsa, things of that nature. And it's called EPIC, and that stands for Evolving Production and Increasing Creativity. And they had their grand opening January 14th this year. And if you want to call or register or get some more information, their number is 248-905-3311. And, again, they're in Southfield, Michigan. You can also go to www.epic.detroit.com, and that's www.epic.detroit.com. And they also have 24-hour dance studio and full rehearsal space rentals. That's awesome. I might be checking them out because, you know, Angel Song does have a vocal school as well. I teach voice, and I'm running a special right now for my little ones. So 12 and under, they're only $15 an hour right now. So, and I teach beginning piano. So I'm in love with my little students right now. So if you are interested, you can always look me up on Facebook or give me a call at 248-495-7903. Well, we thank everybody for being on the air today. I have to keep reiterating. I know we have callers that have been on here since the beginning, but we have new callers and things and listeners coming on, so I just have to keep reiterating. This is Angel, your PSM Angel. And she, Pastor Prophet, is on TV right now. So I'm just filling in for him today, as per usual. And I didn't want to just play another sermon for you guys. I wanted to be here and talk with you, get to know you, things of that nature. So chime in. Right now we're on the topic of what's on your heart. It's just to share all. What's going on with you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, anything God has put anything on your heart that you want to share with the people, this is the time. And it's also Testimony and Praise Report Tuesday. So share your praise reports, share your testimonies, share what's on your heart right now. That's our topic, okay? So if you want to do that, just chime in, press that pound or star button. Again, I don't remember which button it is. So just press that button, and we will be able to chime you in, and we can talk it out, okay? So I'm going to pick on a couple of people right now that I know are new on the air. Don't hang up. we got 313-285. Your mic is hot. You have anything you want to share with us, 313-285? How you doing?
Hi, Angel. I am fine. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Bertha Pruitt.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I was just laying here listening because I have a very bad sinus headache today.
Oh.
So I just wanted to hear the testimonies of others today. You know, sometimes you just like to lay back and listen at others.
Yes. Tell
us what's on their minds, what's in their spirit. But I don't want to leave you hanging.
Thank you.
As she was speaking, I was listening. My mind was just going back over a message that I heard on Friday night. I was in the church. I was at the Church of God in Christ, a conference,
okay.
And
uh-huh.
Elder Willie Foster, he preached a sermon from 1 Samuel, the 4th chapter, the 11th and the 12th verse, but then he went on over into the 5th chapter of 1 Samuel. And his topic was, don't lose your glory.
Mm-hmm.
In this season, don't lose your glory. Don't lose
yeah.
the presence of God. Because there's, and he told the story of how the Israel, what David had sent the Israelites to go and bring the Ark of the Covenant back home.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought the ark back, they put it in the temple next to the idol god. And the first day they went back, the idol god was bowed down in front of the ark of the covenant.
Uh-huh.
But then when they went back the second day, his hands and his head was cut off, symbolizing that thou shalt have no other god before us. And he broke it down to the point of whereas we are in the church, saints of God and people of God, and some of us have been in the church for years, and we don't realize that we have lost the glory
right.
because we have put idols, other things before God. We made idols out of our homes, our jobs, our children,
wow.
and holding on to past issues, past
wow.
hurts, past things. We have blockages that God is trying to release a new anointing. And but the old blockages, stuff we're holding on to, is pushing out what God is trying to put in us. It can't be deposited because there's a blockage there. So it's backing up like a drain is clogged, and the more you pump it, the more the water come out because it won't go through. Well, that's how the lives of some of the saints are. And they don't even realize it. God is trying to do an impartation in the lives of his people, but they won't let go of things. They won't tear down the idols. They won't tear down the walls and the barriers, and his glory cannot go in because he will not take preference and be second to anything and nobody else. He must come first. We must walk in obedience with humility and meekness and love in order for the glory of God to live in us, because we are earthen vessels. We are the glory carriers, the earthen priesthood. Now we are the ark. His glory is in us, but it will not stay there if we don't submit totally to God and have him first and get that intimate relation with him of worship so that he can dwell in us.
Amen. Thank you so much. Like,
I just wish that could spark something that would give others something to comment on, you know, so that, you know, to help you out.
It's
just
so
think
awesome
about the glory of God. How do we get the glory? How do we, the glory get elevated in us? It's an awesome subject.
It's so awesome because we just got finished playing a song, Made for Your Glory, Made of Your Glory. And then my friend DJ Sosa is coming online to talk about his event that's happening here May 11th. It's going to be so awesome. It's called The Protest, and it's about killing of the idols that we make ourselves, knowingly and unknowingly. And it's just so awesome that you talked about that. So thank you so, so much. And I think I have a caller that is chiming in right now. So let's go to this caller. And, Bertha, I'll keep you on the line, but I know you're not feeling too well, and we're going to pray for you as well in just a moment. But I'm going to let this caller speak. 313-579, your mic is hot. How are you?
Well, praise the Lord. I'm doing well.
Amen. What's your name?
This is Sharla.
Hi, Sharla.
Hello.
See, I had to sing her name. Hi, Sharla.
That's my living angel, Summers.
How you doing? What's going on?
Doing good. I was listening to Bertha. I had pushed one. What had been on my heart, and I think it kind of chimes in with what she's saying, is I was thinking about it, and it's been here. There are two things that rob us of enjoying our today, and that's yesterday and tomorrow. If we cannot let go of the past, if we will not forgive, we can never move forward. And if we continue to worry about what tomorrow is going to bring, we can never enjoy our now. And so in order for God to bless us here and now, we got to move off the old and press forward toward the new.
Yeah.
But until there's a releasing of what was, we can never receive what is.
Yeah. And you're touching on our other subject that's on the floor today for topic is what keeps you brand new. You're touching on that. And the word tells us not to worry about tomorrow because you don't even know, like, what could happen today that could affect your tomorrow yet. Live your today. Live your right now. Live that moment.
Right.
And stop worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. We talk so much about tomorrow. I know I used to say I'm not going to even talk about it. I'm just going to let it happen. And, you know, if I have a trip planned or something like that, or I'm going here or I'm going there and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and then it doesn't happen, and then you feel like a dummy. So it says don't boast about tomorrow. Just live your today. Trust me.
Living the now.
Yeah. Right. So thank you for that. Anybody else? Press number one. I know what you got to press now. Press one. So if you've been pressing pound or star, I'm sorry.
So
press one if you have a comment or a question. I want to thank Charlotte. I want to thank Bertha for being on the air today. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to mute your mics right now so that I can so that we can go to praying and interceding for our prayer requests. So if anybody on the air has a prayer request or anything, and again, something on your heart, just press one, and I'll know that you want to have a comment or a question. want to thank God again for Patrick being on the line with us today and him being so willing to share his whole heart. And we just thank God for that, okay? I'm going to go to one more song, and it's called It's All For You by Devon Murphy, who's doing his live recording in May. So we want to give it up for Devon Murphy, who is the son of Bishop Murphy here in Detroit, Michigan. And they're also having a concert, a Palm Sunday concert, this Sunday at 6 o'clock at their grandfather's church, Greater Ebenezer, on Finkel in Detroit, Michigan, right at Finkel and I believe in between like Otter Drive and the Southfield Freeway. So that's at Greater Ebenezer at 6 o'clock. Their awesome Palm Sunday concert. I can't miss it. You're going to have Devon Murphy there ministering, the whole choir, Cedric Berry, and so many others just ministering and worshiping God. I love their heart. So let's listen to this song and just get our hearts ready for prayer and interceding for others.
Come on, everybody, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Oh,
All right, everybody, it's all for you. Again, that was Divine Mercy.
Come on, everybody, make a joyful noise unto
the
Lord.
Full Gospel State of Michigan choir and praise team all together. That was a wonderful, wonderful time for us. It was just a blessed night when we recorded that. It's called Once More if you want to look up the CD. It's awesome. It's got some awesome stuff on there. So, again, we are about to pray and intercede. If you want to pray, that would be great. Just press 1. If you have a heart to pray today, press 1. And I'll make your mic hot and open on the air so you can pray and intercede for others. Right now I'm just going to pray for those prayer requests that we had come in from earlier today. And then after that, I'm going to see if my brother Sosa is on the line and we're going to get him on the air. And again, all of our topics are still open to talk about the glory of God, what's on your heart, killing idols, what keeps you brand new once you are saved and brand new. What keeps you brand new? I was listening to my song, and it just came on my heart. Like, well, what will keep them brand new, Lord? Like, what allows you to live life and keep that state of brand newness? That's the word. That you're brand new every day. And me, I think it's His mercy. I think it's His grace. I think it's being in His presence and knowing who you are in Him and where that brand new life came from, where that new creation was created and who it came from. So we thank God for that. Right now we're going to pray and just lift up our brothers and sisters that have given their prayer requests today already. Father, we pray for Patrick right now, Lord God. We pray that your divine timing continue to work itself in his life and his footsteps, God, that they be ordered by you. We thank you that as he surrenders himself to you more and more, Father, that he will hear the calling of his life, that he will know his purpose, Father God, and he will walk in it, Father, with confidence and with boldness, Lord Jesus. We thank you for his spirit and for his openness, Father, his heart to share, Lord God, his heart to wants you, God. He's desiring you, Father. He's pursuing you, oh God, and he has a passion for you, Father, and we thank you for you fulfilling that desire in him now, Lord God. And we just ask, God, that in this season, Father God, that it be manifest, oh God, to him, Father God, his purpose and his calling, God. Some people walk aimlessly, God, and not ever want to know you, not ever wanting to desire you and find out what you have for their lives, God. They're so inwardly drawn to themselves, Father God. But this young man, Father, he wants to yield himself to you. He wants to give his all to you, Father God. And we just thank you now for Patrick. And we lift him up, God, not just on today, Father God, but on a daily basis, oh God, that he be on our hearts, Father God, that we cover him in prayer, Father God, that we intercede for him, oh God, as a family, Father God. We thank you for those, oh God, that he will minister to greatly, Father God. We thank you for those that he will have a chance to inspire, oh God. We thank you for those that he will have a chance to minister to, oh God, and bring, oh God, into your kingdom, Father God. We thank you for the success in his life, oh God, that it is not in dollars and in cents, oh God, but his success is in heaven, his success is in you, Father God, and that his success, oh God, is not the earthly things, Father God, but that they are all spiritual, oh God, and that as his soul prospers, oh God, he will prosper. And we thank you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sylvia, Father God. We bind the bronchitis now. We bind the torment of it keeping her awake, oh God, in the night, Father God. We ask for peaceful sleep now in the name of Jesus for her. We ask for rest, oh God, and that she recuperates and recovers from this, oh God. And we just pray now, Lord God, that you clear it up, Father God, that it is cleared up in the name of Jesus, oh God. We take full authority, oh God, from heaven. We thank you now that your glory is upon us and upon her, oh God, and that you are healing her, Father, and that you're taking this away from her, Father God, for your glory, Lord Jesus, and for your kingdom, oh God,
And we just thank you, Father God, that you touch her now, Father, that you feel the warmth of your presence, oh God, that she feels you now, Lord Jesus, throughout her sinuses, oh God, throughout her vocals, oh God, that she feels your warmth, oh God, right now, Lord Jesus, healing her, oh God, that she will be a living and a walking testimony, oh God, for you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you now, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those that are on the line today, oh God. We thank you for Bertha, oh God. Clear it up now, Lord Jesus. The headache, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that these are the little things, oh God, that you take care of. These are the little things, oh God, that you do for us, oh God. As your sons and as your daughters, oh God. So now we lift you up, God. We give you praise, glory, and honor, oh God, in this day. And we just thank you, Father, for your peace and for your love. Joy, oh God, and your word being fulfilled and manifested in our lives, God. We thank you now, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. You are worthy of God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Well, everybody, I want to still invite you to the gospel. And I just want to invite you now to still chime in. Give a kiss on your heart, give a kiss on your mind. And as you wait for my brother Sosa, if you're on the air, press 1 so that I'll know if you and I can make your mic pass. Just press 1 and we can get to talking about your event, the process. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait. It's the same day as my graduation, so I'm so happy that I get to go party like a worshiper after my graduation. And I will be able to be with my brothers and sisters that day. That's May 11th, everybody, the process. And it's going to be worth traveling for. So if you're not far and you feel, the meaning of the Holy Spirit, have you here in the house, be there, okay? Be there. And I'd love you to be a part of my package of tickets. So let me know if you want a ticket. You can be up on Facebook. I'll make sure you get the group rate with me and my group that is going. So give me an inbox or something and let me know if you want to be a part of the protest. We're killing idols out here. Amen. Let's finish listening to this song, and then I'll be right back. As we wait for him, I want to read this scripture that was on my heart today. It's Psalms 27, and we all know it, but it was on my heart, and it kind of fits in with the what keeps us brand new kind of topic. And it was on my heart, so I get to share it because it's What's on Your Heart Day and Testimony and Praise Report. So it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted above all my enemies around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witness have risen against me. And such as breathe out violence, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, Patrick. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I just wanted to share that. Wanted to read that out in the atmosphere. The word of the Lord is so wonderful and so revealing to us in every time of need in our lives. Again, if you are on the air and you want to share what's on your heart, you want to tell us what keeps you brand new, what keeps you walking in the light and not in the darkness, let us know. DJ Sosa, if you are online also, press 1 so I'll know you're here. So that we can get started with the conversation about your event and the purpose for it. It's called The Protest, and it's going down May 11th. All right, do I have any callers that want to share their hearts? You're listening, you might as well talk. Patrick, yay. All right, your mic is hot. Patrick, what's up?
All right. Just listening to everybody and especially after, this scripture you just read, I was talking, in the beginning of my walk and even till now, and I was actually talking to this lady, and she was telling me, some things I wanted to do or whatever, and she just told me to, it's like how you said, just wait, and she told me not to rush into anything.
Wow.
And to know that, it's all going to come. Like you said, just wait.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen. And then as you was reading, the Lord said, who will seek my face? He said, your face, Lord, I will seek.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's something I've been, really, praying and working on, just seeking, the Lord's face. And the second scripture was, hide not your face from me. And I was looking at it in two parts because I know one David was saying, asking the Lord not to hide his face from him, but as well as, when we hide from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a service last night, and they were speaking on identity crisis.
Wow.
And it kind of tied in with a couple of sermons, from my church and then just a couple of Bible studies I've been to. And one was, the first one that kind of capped it off was, blindness and what's blinding you.
Wow.
And it kind of went into just some different ones. And the one that we just had Sunday was, simply move. And then
mm-hmm.
when you spoke about the idols, it's like, sometimes we're blinded by our idols or we're blinded by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't move because we can't identify ourselves as God identifies us. So we won't move because we don't know who we are in Christ.
Right.
And because
right.
of that, it allows idols to come into our lives. And like I said, just like ourselves, so we want to see ourselves grow in God. Like I'm speaking on myself, so fast. We don't go through, we don't rest in the Lord. We don't, really sit with him. We just want to, just move. And sometimes
yeah.
he just say, just wait on me. And then sometimes
yeah.
we rush into these things because we are, or even just myself, we might be hiding something. So we might hide behind, our worship or our praise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like they say, you know, it causes a blockage because, you know, we have this idol up or this facade and we hide behind it. So God can't really do anything until we speak on it, which we become like liberated and God be able to, you know, help or move in them areas.
Right. It's so funny. We all keep like coming at each other with different things that are like going on in our hearts and our situations. Like me saying, wait, Patrick, when I was reading that scripture, that just came out. I didn't know that it was going to be applicable to you, as applicable as it was. You know what I'm saying? So we just thank God for his revelation. And who was the first person who hid from God? It's like we get it from my brother, Adam. The fear, the hiding. God came after he bit that apple. God said, and he wasn't playing around with Adam, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't playing hide and seek with him. He said, where are you? And he was hiding from God because of his sin, because of his awareness, because of his consciousness of what he was doing wrong. And we do wrong, and we still hide. You know what I'm saying? We do wrong, and we still hide from him like he's not going to see, like he's not going to know. And we build these idols, and they're blocking our view of God. They're blocking our free access to him and to his throne. We're blocking our the reason why he rent the veil. You know what I'm saying? These idols become so large in our life, and we can't even see God for ourselves. All we see is ourselves. And like you said, waiting it's a process, and you have to do it well. You know, some people wait, but they don't wait well. They wait and they complain. They wait and they grumble. They wait and they mess up and they fall. But you got to wait well, you know. You got to wait well. I think DJ Sosa is on the line. Patrick, I want to thank you again for sharing. And the line is always open, so just press 1 if you want to share anything or ask any questions. Okay, brother?
All right.
Thanks, Patrick. I think DJ Sosa is on the air. I'm going to make this mic hot, 313-673. Hello.
Hey, Angel, how you doing?
Hey, Sosa, how are you?
Doing great, guys.
Good. Well, I told everybody about the event. I told them the date. I told them the title. But I want you to tell them exactly what it's about and why it was placed on your heart. And why you have gotten the urge to, you know, go ahead and do this. You stepped out, I'm sure, on faith to do this event, and it wasn't just by, you know, happenstance. You're doing this for a purpose and for a reason. So share with us.
Yeah, this is definitely something we're doing, you know, because God has inspired us to, and it's for his glory. And it's for our generation. It's for the next generation coming up after us. And then it's called Killing Idols for Revival. It was called The Protest, and it's based on a book, Killing Idols for Revival, that the Lord had me and my wife write last year. And it's a supernatural book based on a lot of dreams and visions and life experiences and scriptural revelations that God kind of showed us when was what's going on in our generation and what needed to happen to rescue our generation. And the concert is basically based on that. And in one of the chapters of the book, my wife had a dream, and there was a protest in the actual, you know, in the dream. And this is at a time we didn't even know, you know, about what we're going to be doing, but we titled the event The Protest after that part of the book and that dream, because there's a lot of evil going on. You know, there's a lot of things sneaking into the church. There's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. There's a lot of compromises that are very dangerous, you know, in our generation. And we want to protest those things, and we want to protest and let people know that some things are not okay. Some things lead to destruction, and Jesus is above all those things. So we want to lift up Jesus and basically engage the spirit of Elijah. You know, the Bible talks about the spirit of Elijah comes before Jesus returns. and we know that Jesus is returning soon. But what about the spirit of Elijah, man? Are we going to really embrace that spirit of Elijah that he walked in to kill idols and to, you know, confront the spirit of the world? And we believe that confronting the spirit of the world and protesting on what's going on will actually help, you know, to forward the movement of time where Jesus will come back soon. So our whole purpose of doing this is we love Jesus and we want to see him, you know, we want to see him come soon. We want to see our generation change and be prepared for the return of the Lord. So why not do what God said? You know, why not embrace what God is telling us to do and protest, you know, and walk in the spirit of Elijah instead of saying, oh, you know, you don't be too extreme, you know, don't do this, don't do that. You know, we just want to obey God. So that's what it's about, and it's going to be fun on top of all that.
Right. Tell us about some of the artists that you have coming.
We've got Justin Rizzo from International House of Prayer in Kansas City. He's a worship leader. He's been a missionary there for, like, I think 11 years now. So he's definitely skilled in worship and leading people into the presence of God. We're going to have start off with 2 hours of prayer and worship, you know, with Justin Rizzo. Then we're going to head into some spoken word with Spoken Life Project. They're from Chicago, Illinois. And they are,
say that again. They're from Chicago?
Huh?
They're from Chicago?
Yeah, they're from Chicago, actually.
Okay.
And that we had them here for a few years ago for an event, and it was really powerful. So we're bringing them again. And they're really awesome when it comes to spoken word. You can look them up on YouTube. But they really swing the sword when it comes to, you know, repentance and pointing out things that need to be pointed out. So, and then we've got Jay Bryan and then Jermaine Wilson, J. Will Music. Jay Bryan is originally from Detroit, but he lives in Texas now, and he's coming back up for this, so it's going to be good for everybody to see him again. And then J. Will Music, everybody knows J. Will. He does this thing, Jesus Christ. He's got a couple of new albums in the works right now, so yeah, God, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be off the hook. It's gonna be a God glorifying time, and it's gonna be, you know, spiritual. I believe it's gonna be a watershed moment, you know, for our generation. We're gonna address things and pray into things like I said, the first 2 hours of the concert is straight worship and prayer. So we definitely have to win the battle spiritually. You know, maybe gonna.
That's wonderful. Good. What are some of, like, the chapters of your book? Like, what would interest people the most about the book?
There's so much in it. Like, it's nine chapters. It's basically covering nine, you know, principalities that hold back revival from our nation, our generation. So we talk about the spirit of Jezebel. We talk about, Balaam. We talk about, industry versus ministry, the whole music industry thing, and we talk about kingdom business. There's a lot of people, everybody that reads the book, they say something different, you know, based on what they're going through. I have artists that read the book and say, man, I deal with this. You know, I've dealt with people like this that want to take my art and use it for the wrong reason. I talk to pastors that read the book. They say, man, I really could have used this. You know, it's really going to help me, you know, as far as, you know, starting my church. I hear, you know, business people read it and they say, man, I had one of my friends, he's like in real estate, and he called me and said, man, that stuff you talked about in that book, man, that's exactly what happens. Like, it's marketing people, I mean, everybody gets something different from it. Musicians definitely, they get something from it. Because it basically just confronts a lot of things that come against the people of God, whether it be in ministry or in business or in family, that prevent us from seeing the real will of God manifest. The things that try to oppose us as we do the work of the Lord, you know, whether it be just living for God, or whether it be loving your family and all that stuff. So
Great, great, great. I'm so interested. I'm so ready to get the book. I know we talked over email about, you know, me getting the ticket, but I know it's going to be at least 12 people with me, so I'm going to get those tickets, which is the book, right?
Yeah, the book is a ticket, man. The book is a ticket. We want to do, we want to really focus on discipleship and being an inspiration and, you know, teaching people, you know, what God has taught us. So, I mean, it's easy to sell a ticket, you know, but we want to really make sure that the people just get the message. We don't just want to have people come out to see an event and then go home. You know, we want to leave something in people's hands and that they will see the scriptures behind it. They'll see everything. So that, you know, we just want to do a little bit more to disciple and just help, you know, help feed God's people. You know, we don't, and that's the thing, that's one of the things we talk about in the book, about the wolves versus the shepherds, man. The shepherds want to feed the flock, and the wolves desire to eat the flock, you know, and make money. We don't just want to make money off God's people, man. We want to feed God's people and help them to obey Jesus, you know, and, you know, we're not perfect. We're not, you know, we don't know everything, but at least the least we can do is share, you know, what God has taught us, just to help, you know, anybody else that may want to learn or hear. So, yeah, the book is a ticket, and the ticket is the book. And you can get in. All you have to do is write your name on the inside front cover, and you can. That's your ticket to the event.
Great. Well, we definitely want to support this event. We want to support So we want to support his ministry. We want to support J. Brian Johnson, whom I love. We want to support J. Will, who's my other God brother. You just have some wonderful lineup of ministry-minded young people who are young adults who are not, you know, about the limelight. They're really about the ministry, really about the kingdom, really about, you know, seeing his kingdom come on earth. So I know it's going to be a wonderful event. I know that it's going to be a wonderful event, so much that the first person to chime in, I'm going to buy your ticket, which is the book. I'm going to buy your ticket. You're going to go with me to the protest. So the first person to chime in and hit that one button, you're going with me to the protest, okay? I don't know if you can ride with me, but I'll be able to meet you there with your book.
This will be your graduation party too, right?
Right. I got the small print, Angel. But we also, for those who are out of town, I know we have people listening in right now and who will find out about this event from California, Louisiana. We have people in Albuquerque, New Mexico listening. So if they want the book, you can just support the ministry and get the book. And, you know, we'll get them to you. We'll get them mailed to you and things of that nature, even if you can't make it to the concert. And then we have a slew of Chicago friends. We have a slew of Chicago family. So I think you guys should come. It's worth the trip. Some of your own people from Chicago are coming to minister at this event, and I think it'll be an awesome time. Plus, it's my graduation night, so let's rock out at the protest with Angel, because she's going to be rocking out and so happy that school is over for now. For now, I am going to get my master's degree, but I can't imagine a better way to spend that evening. I'm going to be at the protest, and I'm going to let everybody know. I got a couple of people that chimed in, but I think Patrick was first. Let me get Patrick on the air. Patrick?
Yeah.
Did you chime in?
Yeah, I chimed in.
To get the ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You were first. I have somebody else who chimed in, too. I don't know if they chimed in for the ticket or if they wanted to ask a question. But did you have anything you wanted to ask Sosa? I call him DJ Sosa because he's one of the best DJs, Christian DJs in Michigan. He did my wedding. He's done so many other events for other music people that I know. So you have any questions for him, Patrick?
Actually just two questions, really. Is I got the date, but, you know, where will it be held at and what time?
Okay.
Where do y'all have it? May 11th is Saturday. It's at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Russell Industrial Auditorium. Russell Industrial Center Auditorium is right off 75 and Clay, and it's like a couple blocks north of 94. So it's right 75 and 94. It's really easy to see the Russell Industrial Center Auditorium. And the information about the event is that it's called the Protest Detroit at eventbrite.com. So look up the Protest Detroit at eventbrite.com. Also look it up on Facebook. It's on Facebook. It's called the Protest Detroit. And just connect with the event on Eventbrite and on Facebook, and you'll get all the information there.
Great. I'll also be posting that stuff on our site too. And this won't be the only day that we'll give away a ticket or which is the book. This won't be the only day, but Patrick, today you won. Great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Sosa. Let me see if this other caller has any questions for you, because they're the only other people that chimed in. So I want to make sure he or she doesn't have anything that they want to say to you. 864, your mic is hot.
Hey, Angelique, this is Sylvia. I was just wondering where I can go to online to purchase the book.
Okay, he just said it. Can they get the book after they purchase online? Like, what's the process, Sosa?
Yeah, you can get the book anywhere online. You can get it on thekillingidols.com. You can get it on theprotestdetroit.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
You can get it on amazon.com. You know, just look it up. Look up Killing Idols for Revival. I'm sure it'll pop up on Amazon or on killingidols.com. But the easiest way to go, of course, is killingidols.com. That's the direct website.
Okay. Everybody heard that? Killingidols.com. KillingIdols.com.
Yep. That's
and the name of the book is Killing Idols for Revival.
Yes. Indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Where are you located, Sylvia?
I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, great. Well, get the book, spread it, and, you know, share it with a friend.
Hopefully this won't be the last protest. You know, we want to do it.
I'm going to be praying for the event. I'm praying that Detroit is not its only stop, that this will be something worldwide and it will travel.
Right, catch on fire everywhere.
Yes. Killing Idols for Revival, and Revival needs to go everywhere, not just in Detroit. Especially in Detroit, but not just in Detroit.
Right.
So we'll all be praying for you. You'll be on PSM's prayer list and everything, okay?
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on, Sosa, and talking about everything. Was there anything lastly you wanted to share or anything?
No, well, I guess the blog, you can stay up on the blog, SoulSpression, SoulSpression.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's about stuff about that, about the concert and everything. But other than that, man, I love everybody, and God loves you too. And I'll see you on May 11th.
Thank you so much, Sosa. Let's make sure we put him on our prayer list and interceding, because, you know, doing something like this, the enemy's not happy with him and his wife and his children, so we want to make sure we keep them covered. They're such a wonderful family and such a great light in the darkness here in Detroit. So don't hesitate to post everything on my Facebook page so I can share it with everybody else and with PSM page, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks, Angel. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Sos. Love you. We'll be talking soon.
God bless you. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, everybody, I think that's going to be an awesome opportunity for us all. Get in on it. It's killingidols.com, and we're gonna learn. We're gonna be educated, and we're gonna worship, and we're gonna pray, and seek God, seek His face, and on this situation, because it is something prevalent. It is something crazy going on. I'm so excited. Patrick's going with me to the protest. I have to tell everybody to get on board. So keep listening in every day. I'm going to get Dad on board with this because he doesn't know I just did that ticket giveaway. But he'll love it. He'll love the idea. So we'll give away a couple of more tickets, which is the book,
Killing Idols for Revival. We'll give away a couple of more tickets within this week or next week. I'll ask him how he wants to do that. And we may even give some away on the PSN site on the broadcast. Maybe we'll ask some questions or something and give out a couple of free tickets, okay? Thank you, everybody, for being on the air today. I know we have some more callers, and I'm just going to check down here at 703 to see if you have anything to say. Your mic is hot. 703? Hello? Hello? I hear the music, but I don't hear anybody. Okay. So we'll go to the next caller at 630. Is anything on your heart today, 630?
Hey, Angel. How you doing today?
Hey, who's this?
Shatwan.
Hi, Shatwan.
Hey.
Y'all, this is my sister, Shatwan.
I just tuned in. I was just listening.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, I'm glad to hear your voice. That's more than enough. Well, I call our guest who just went off, Sosa. He's doing this event here, and I think you guys should come. It's May 11th. It's also the same night of my graduation. So
hey,
I think you guys, May 11th at 6 o'clock. Here in Detroit, I think all you guys should come up. It's going to be awesome. The ticket is actually a book called Killing Idols for Revival. It's
mm-hmm.
$15. It's $15, but if we come in a group, like I think it gets as low as $10 to get the book, and that's your entrance into the concert and worship and prayer gathering. So it's going to be awesome. And they have somebody
okay.
coming from Chicago called Spoken Life.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Chicago, I'm not sure, but we can look them up too to see what they're all about. He's used them before. They've come before for another event, but it's like spoken word, a spoken word ministry called Spoken Life out of Chicago. So
mm-hmm.
I think the Chicagoans okay. should get on the bandwagon and get up here and come party with me for my graduation at the protest.
Okay, we'll get the group together.
Yay! It's going to be awesome. All right, everybody. I know we have like 36 minutes left. You can chime in. I have to get ready for school. You can chime in and press 1. If you want me to put up a sermon or if you guys just want to say bye for the day and see Prophet tomorrow, he is going to be on the air tomorrow. He's on TV today, so I had to fill in for him. But I do have to get ready for school. So just press 1 if you want to listen to a sermon, and I will put one on or a lesson, okay? So just press 1 if you want to stay on and listen. If not, we will. Well, either way, you know what? I will put a sermon up for the next 30, 40 minutes, okay? And I just want to thank everybody again for coming on today, for listening and staying on here. You guys stayed. He's going to be so proud of me. He's going to be so proud of me. That I didn't make his ratings go too far down. But we just thank God for Sosa. We thank God for the protest. We thank God for everything that's been on your hearts and everything that you shared today. We thank you for the healing of our sisters, Sylvia and Bertha. We thank you for Patrick's open heart and his open heart to just pour out and talk to us today. He's been such a light on the radio for us today. And we just want to thank him for his presence. Okay, so we're out of here, PSM. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Tuesday, it's Tuesday, Angel. Have a wonderful Tuesday. I'm off to school. Pray for me. I have to have all 17 of these songs learned for my recital today. So pray for me that I get them all under my belt and that I do a good job today singing all these songs. So thank you so much again for listening. I love you, PSM. This is not the end. This is only the beginning, and we just thank God for all that he has in store for us, his people. All right? Have a blessed, blessed day. This is going to be called Governmental Authority, a sermon by Prophet. Okay? You guys have a great day. I love you. Bye-bye.
All the scripture.
The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16, and we're going to begin reading
begin reading in verse 17 through 20. Verse 17 through 20, and it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and on and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. I want to end our series. Matter of fact, this should be the last one, unless the Lord say otherwise, in our dominion or governmental authority. This is the message I should minister last week, but of course we was held over on resting and all of that from these weeks of revival. Praise the Lord. So we want to deal with governmental authority. This is the third one.
Amen.
Governmental authority three. Praise the Lord. All right? You can be seated in the presence of God. Let me began by dealing with the various dimensions of the governmental authority. We recognize when we look at the dispensation of conscience and innocence, the last couple of messages that we ministered to you that gave us revelation. Good to have my business lady in red. Y'all looking good. But I think y'all plotted this red and praise the Lord. That ain't coincidence with me from this side. Praise God for you looking good. The last couple of messages we dealt with, we was in creation, and we dealt with Adam's authority that God had gave him, the dominion he had gave him, and the power he had gave him. And of course, this is very important for you to listen, because this bridges the gap. The whole dynamic of Adam's position and place in God was disturbed and distorted because of the fact of the sin nature. When Adam disobeyed God and ate of the fruit, of course he was expelled out of the rest of God, out of the presence of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I did a message last at Apostle Jones Church in Chicago. Joseph, I need to get you a copy of that DVD that I dealt with the rest of God and how God allowed Adam because of the fact, and this was all revelation knowledge the Lord gave me. I just want to cap on it just a little bit, that when God created Adam, it was during the seven-day rest. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what we must understand. There is no eighth day in God. God can't have a new beginning. Y'all with me?
Okay.
So he created Adam in his rest while he was resting. He came back and he created Adam. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all listening to me? Then he took Adam and placed him in his rest. He placed him in the paradise of God. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lord. When Adam sinned and Adam was expelled, praise the Lord, the whole journey of Scripture, as you read it, that the prophetic word is to bring man back to his governmental place, his governmental authority, and his godly position. God is trying to get us back with him. It's God's will to dwell with us. When we look at this, praise God, when you look at it, at Sinai, when Moses was there on the mountain, praise the Lamb of God, you read Psalms 95, 95 the 5th, 95th Psalm, it really gives you a revelation of this. Praise God. God speaks to Moses and tells him, "I'm going to destroy Israel," praise the Lamb of God, when they came out of Egypt because of the sin they committed at the foot of the mountain with the golden calf. God was about to destroy them. Praise God. Y'all watched the movie, I'm sure. You know what I'm talking about. So, he was about to destroy them, but then Moses interceded. He stood in the gap. He said, Lord, don't destroy them because people think you're a bipolar God. You know, you brought us out of here, out of Egypt, deliver us. Now you brought us out to the mountain. Now you're going to kill us. Don't do that. The Lord said, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to start over with you. Moses said, no, Lord, don't do that. Don't do that. So the Lord said, okay, I repent of what I was thinking, but this is what I'm going to do. Watch this. He said, I'm going to kill all of them that came out of Egypt except Caleb, Joshua, and you. Watch this. But I'm going to allow their children. This is what God said. I'm going to allow their children to enter into the promised land. But watch this, what he said. But none of them will enter into my rest.
Wow.
Listen to what he said. None of them will enter into my rest. In other words, they will not have their position back, their governmental authority back, neither the dominion that I promised them. That Adam had. Are y'all listening to me? Are y'all listening? Hear this. Praise God. Look, could be a little deep for some of you, but I'm trying to break it down for you. Watch this. Watch this. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, we must understand this. When God reiterated, praise God, because Moses threw the tablets down and people destroyed them, God revealed for them. When he comes down, watch what he commanded Israel that he didn't command Adam. He said, 6 days shall you labor. The seventh day you shall do no rest. You shall do no work. Right? You shall rest. Because this is the rest of the Lord. Am I right or wrong? Praise God. He didn't give that commandment to Adam. He gave that commandment to Israel. Watch this. When Jesus comes, praise the Lamb of God, right? Jesus died for one reason, suffered for one reason. So he can remove the sin factor.
Right.
Are y'all listening to that?
Yes, sir.
When the sin factor is removed, he repositions us. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. So our rightful position in God is reclaimed. Mm-hmm. That's what justification is. He justifies us, praise the Lord, so that we can live in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now you all know before Jesus came, there was a veil in the temple.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When Jesus died, it was rent.
Right.
Whosoever will, let him come.
Right.
Anytime you can come into the presence of God, mm-hmm. you enter into the rest of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach you something today. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. So therefore, since Christ died and rose from the dead, look what Paul comes back and says. He has laid captivity captive.
Mm-hmm.
He has captive captivity. Praise God. In other words, he has taken the curse and put it under arrest.
Right.
Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So now, since that is so, praise the Lamb of God, all of these things, these ordinances and things have been abolished for us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. And now, because of Christ, and we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, we are entered in again into the rest of God. R-E-S-T.
Right.
We are in the rest.
Amen.
Now, when you read Psalms 95, the 590th Psalm, it'll tell you, praise the Lamb of God, to praise and worship God and this, that, and that, and say, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not like your heart, as they did in the day of the provocation, and they entered not in to the rest of God. I'm trying to tell you something, because if you don't understand this portion, then you'll never believe your governmental authority.
Amen.
See, if you don't understand what Christ really did for you, praise the Lamb of God, then you'll never realize who you are.
All right, now.
You don't know who you are, praise the Lamb of God, then you don't know what's due you.
All right.
If you still see yourself, praise the Lamb of God, as a child of Adam, then you are still under a bondage.
All right,
until you understand that you've been transformed,
yeah.
that you've been renewed.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. That a transformation has taken place by the blood.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God, of the Lamb. Okay, it's right there. Yeah. Praise God. Now we enter in to the rest of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Now that rest is a permanent rest. Praise the Lord. Watch this. Watch. I'm going to drop something on your head. Everything that we go through is God orchestrating. Are you listening to me? God is orchestrating it to discipline us. Praise the Lamb of God. To humble us. To bring us into a place of relationship with Him so that as our position is renewed, He can give us back, praise the Lamb of God, the authority and the dominion that belong to us, and then we won't take it and use it for the enemy.
Right.
See, it's dangerous not to know who you are. Okay. It's dangerous not to know what's available to you, because you will take what's given to you and you will use it for on behalf of those who are trying to use it against who gave it to them. Praise God. So you got to remember this. You got an enemy. Praise God. God knows you have an enemy. So God says, until you really find out who you are, I can't give you the government authority that's really due you. Okay? Everybody got that in their head? All right, now I can get into the message. All of that was just to bring you up to date. Praise God. Now, let's get into the message here. Watch this. Y'all with me, right?
Yeah.
Watch me now. There are four dimensions or divisions of the governmental authority of God. Somebody should have a pen. You really want to write this down. Number one is the sovereignty. God is sovereign. God rules the entire universe, all creation, and whatever type of matter there is. Whatever exists, God is God over it.
Amen.
God is God over the devil.
Yes, He is. Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Watch this. When the devil came to God and brought an accusation against Moses, praise the Lamb of God, the angel of the Lord was able to tell Satan, the Lord rebuked you. He wanted Moses' body, but God wouldn't give it to him. You know why? Because God got power over the devil. If God didn't have power over the devil, then the devil could have just took Moses' body. But he couldn't take it. Are y'all not listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Paul understands this. When he finds a young man who's in the Corinthian church, 2 Corinthians 5, I believe it is. Pray, thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You'll see that there's a young man, not in 2 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians. You see that there's a young man in the church who's sleeping with his father's wife.
Right.
And he told the church, y'all too relaxed about this. You should be grieving. Look what he tells them to do. He said, instead of you being relaxed, you should be praying that God, watch this, give his body to the devil that his soul might be saved. He understood that Satan can't do nothing with you unless God gives you permission. Right? Because of what? You are in God's rest. You're under God's authority. You're under God's rulership. See, this kind of teaching and ministry, praise God, brings you to another level. And some people like to say it right where they are. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to bring you up a little bit. Watch this. If we're in the government authority year, praise God, if you don't understand this, then you're not going to exercise your authority.
Right.
When you don't exercise your authority, then demons start harassing you. Okay. When you don't understand your authority, you get kicked about and kicked around by every wind of doctrine you believe in and everything, because you don't understand your authority, because you haven't taken time to find out who you are. Praise God. Now, I'm trying to give it to you.
Right.
So when you leave out of here, you have power over your situations and circumstances. Watch this. So when Jesus rose from the dead, praise the Lamb of God, watch this. If we positioned him in the second dimension. We got God as sovereign, right?
Right.
Now we see Jesus. What does Jesus rule over? Jesus ruled over the kingdom.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. The kingdom of heaven belongs to Jesus.
Okay.
The kingdom of heaven, which is the church, the visible kingdom, is the church. All of this rulership belongs to Jesus Christ. Watch this. The earth belongs to Jesus because he was born of a woman. Are y'all listening to me? So watch this. What God did was, God said, we will have double share. The dominion I gave to Adam will be yours as a man.
Okay.
And the dominion I have will be yours as the God that's in you.
Wow.
Because he's Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
And the Christ in him is God.
Yes.
So God said, praise the Lamb of God. I gave man the dominion in the earth. I told you that for 2 weeks.
Right.
Adam had the dominion. So God said, how can I get the dominion that Adam had? I got to bring myself into the earth realm as a man.
Yes.
Then the dominion that I pronounced on Adam belongs to me again.
Right.
Y'all ain't listening to me. Love, I'm still God.
Yes.
Right. So now I got double indemnity. Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise the Lord. Okay. So now we see the second dimension. The third dimension, praise the Lamb of God, or division, praise the Lamb of God, is the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Right?
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. The Holy Spirit has the right to invade, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Now this gonna mess with some of your theology. But I'm here to shake your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because you learned something when you was a kid, don't make it the truth.
Right.
Praise
right.
God. What's the name of your church you go to? What's the name of this church?
This
true church?
Yes.
Then I'm gonna give you some truth.
Okay.
Watch this. It just makes sense. If you listen to me, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Hallelujah. Watch this. When Jesus died, praise the Lamb of God, he sent his spirit back to the Father.
Right.
So he told the disciples, if I don't go away, I can't send my spirit back.
Right.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
But the Spirit of God was still in the earth. Y'all ain't listening to me. There's never been a time when the Spirit of God wasn't in the earth.
All right, now.
Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. By relationship, the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God is one.
Right. Okay.
But by division, there are two.
Right.
God's Spirit and the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. When you see the Spirit of God in creation, it hovered over the face of the waters.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Right.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Told y'all this room, this is that. I'm sorry, but this is the way the Lord gave me his word these days. Watch this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, right?
Right.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. I always wonder why the Bible called Jesus' Spirit the Holy Ghost, but never called God's Spirit the Holy Ghost. Okay. This is why. A ghost can't come forth unless somebody dies. I felt the anointing when I said God came down. Jesus had his own spirit in the earth just like you got your own. Because he was a man. When he died, he said, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. Okay, let's soak in for a minute. You'll grab that. He says, I commend my spirit. And this is what he said. If I don't go away back to my Father, then my spirit can't be sent back into all the earth.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So we see that's the third division, right? But also, the Holy Ghost is the hookup. Because the fourth dimension is us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all understand that? You're the fourth dimension.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Once you get saved, you are heir and joint heir with Christ. Once you get saved, Christ gives you something. He gives you his spirit. Y'all ain't listening. I'm just talking to the rock. I'm just talking to the rock. Praise the Lamb. So Christ, he gives us his spirit. So now, if I'm standing up here saved, really been saved, born again, I done repented, praise the Lamb of God, then I have the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
I'm filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm sealed with the Spirit of Christ.
Yeah.
That's the only way that Christ is in you,
right,
if you in Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Can't nobody refute that.
Amen.
Can't refute that. You can't argue that, right?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is in us. Holy Spirit is the hookup. Praise the Lamb of God. Because once we get the Holy Spirit, watch what it says. Watch what it says. It says, the Holy Ghost knows the mind of God.
Okay.
Okay. Woo!
Okay.
The Holy Ghost knows the mind of God.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. So he reveals to us the will of the Father. Okay. Watch this. So now, when Jesus is about to depart, praise the Lamb, because the text, let's go to the Bible, let's go right to it. Right there in Mark 16 chapter.
Uh-huh.
When Jesus is about to leave, he says, praise the Lamb of God. He says, I'm going to split, praise the Lamb of God, my government authority, just as my Father did. Watch this. How did the Father split his government authority? With the Son and with his Spirit. Okay? Jesus said, I'm going to split mine with man and the Holy Ghost. Y'all listen to me. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just like the president and the Senate.
All right.
If you look, the president is really like God. Come on, talk to me. But then Congress have two divisions.
Right.
Come on, help me here.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. Somebody gonna get that vision,
right,
in a minute.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Because it's set up just like the heavenly realm.
Right.
Because man don't know nothing unless he gets it from God. It's set up the same way.
Right.
So God's government in the earth realm is through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Watch this. Who rules by his Spirit.
Right.
Help me here, back somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Who rules through us. We have been redeemed.
All right,
okay, praise the Lamb. Now watch this. Then the Holy Ghost comes and says, I'm going to split me into the dimensions.
Wow.
Praise the Lamb. So when you turn to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, you see the ascension gifts, which says, these gifts, there's going to be a part two, I see. These gifts have Jesus given unto men by the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
It says it right there in Ephesians 4. You read it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
These gifts have been given. First the apostles. Mm-hmm. Then prophet.
Yep.
Then evangelist.
Right.
Then pastor.
Right.
Then teacher. We call it the pastoral ministry, right?
Right?
Those are ascension gifts of government.
Mm-hmm.
That's the governmental order in the kingdom on the earth.
Right.
Okay? Okay.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Then, when you turn to 1 Corinthians, starting at the 12th chapter, you see there's secondary gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. One is office. The ascension gifts are office.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Wow. Come on with me now. Praise the Lamb. That walking in the office of the apostle, walking in the office of a prophet, walking in the office of the evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been teaching this, praise God, in workshops and seminars, because God has restored the fivefold.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. This is what the Holy Ghost has been doing. He's been restoring this dimension. He started from the end. He worked his way back. Are y'all listening to me? Praise God. First one he worked on was the teachers.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Right?
Amen.
I used to look at Keith Butler and I didn't like him at first because he said he wasn't a preacher, that God never called him to preach. So I thought the man shouldn't be preaching. But then he turns around and says, God called me to be a teacher. And I said, God ain't never called no teacher. Then I read Ephesians the 4th chapter.
Okay.
Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
It's under the ascension gifts.
Amen.
Okay. God grab that. You'll grab that. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. So there's the ascension gifts, and then is what we call the secondary gifts that's given to all believers.
Okay.
Now watch this. We're back at Mark 16. This ain't too deep if you're listening. Watch this. Jesus tells his disciples, who are the apostles, right?
Right.
His disciples, the 11, they are the apostles.
Right.
He tells them, he said, go ye into all the earth, praise the Lamb of God, right? And preach the gospel.
Right?
Baptizing them. Right? Teaching them everything, praise the Lord, that I teach you for them to observe. Am I right or wrong? It's right there in the end. I think that's the 15th verse. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch what he said. Now, that's the ascension gifters. Those are his disciples. Those are the apostles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who virtually, in their mantle, have the gift of prophet, the gift of pastor, the gift of evangelism, and the gift of teaching. All in the apostles' mantle. Are y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
Then watch what he said. He said, to everyone that believes, wait, you got these 11 guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
They already believe.
Right.
Now he tells them, now I'm going to break you off.
Uh-huh.
Look what he tells them. He says, go preach.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Come on. Open your Bible, because right. Somebody's going to roll my cock out. I'm going to do this way. Praise the Lord. I felt the anointing when I said that. Open your Bible. Right? I'm going to mess you up now. Praise God. Right? Verse 15 says, verse 14. Watch this. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief, because of their unbelief. Who he appeared to?
The 11.
Okay, he appeared to the 11. Praise the Lord. And hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he had rose from the dead.
Right?
Praise the Lord. Now, as we know, he went in the upper room, he got them in order, right? This is what he's talking about. He rebuked them, he got them in order. Thomas wasn't there. Thomas come, show me your hands, show me your side, all that. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So he had already gave the apostles his spirit.
Uh-huh.
What is the Holy Spirit? The breath of God. Come on, talk to me here. Y'all gonna get this. Watch this now. Y'all with me? Watch this today. Then he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, right? You read Matthew's rendition 28, it tells you the rest of that. He that believeth, is baptized. Watch this now. There's some essence here I want you to pick up, because I ain't got time to really deal with this. The Lord let me deal with it. First of all, if you believe, the believer shall be saved.
Right.
Y'all got that part, right?
Praise
God. That means you'll be justified.
Right.
You'll be put into right position with God. That means you can step into God's rest.
Right.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
That means you've been adopted into the family.
Amen.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
That means now Galatians 4, praise the Lamb of God, makes sense to you. In the fullness of the time, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, to redeem them that were under the law.
Right.
To redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of children.
Right.
I'm a child of God now.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm preaching.
Woo, come on.
I know I'm preaching. Watch this. Watch this. And these, watch this, shall believe, wait, verse 16, he that believeth in him about that shall be saved, but he that believeth not is damned. They're damned already because they don't believe, right? Watch this. These signs shall follow them. I'm quick, 5 o'clock, I'm going to quit. Watch this. These signs or these superimposed wonders. These superimposed manifestations. These supernatural powers. Watch this. Shall follow them that believe. This is the secondary. This ain't the apostles. They already got the anointing. Watch this. In my name shall they have power, governmental authority over the devils. Watch this. Because once you came back into your airship with Jesus, the dominion over the earth came back to you.
Amen.
You was forgiven for what Adam did.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. So now the governmental authority is given to you. But now, wait a minute. Remember I told you that God split himself in Christ? Now he's putting stuff on you, praise the Lamb of God, that Adam had, but then nobody else had. Because of Adam's sin. He's putting the Christos. He's putting the anointing on your life. Look what he said. Oh yeah, I know I'm preaching. I'm a bad man today. Look what he said. He said, in these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, in my stead, because you in me, you will cast out demons. Hallelujah. It's right there. I'm giving you power. Watch this now. You gotta get in the community. Watch this. The day of Pentecost comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the day of Pentecost, they was all in one place, on one accord, and they heard a sound as a mighty rushing wind came from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord, for letting me know your word.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. And when it came, praise the Lamb, when the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, returned to the earth, it fell upon them. It filled them. And they had cloven tongues of fire on them, and they all spake in different tongues. And the people that heard them were from all different nations. But they heard them in their own language. You ain't listening to me. So the diversity of tongues really